The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a bumper 8-race card at Navan on Sunday, October the 8th. And we have got a humdinger of a card for you. Very, very trappy, it has to be said. But we've got two listed races for you. We've got the sprinters very much taking centre stage in the middle of the card. But we have the big betting race of the afternoon over in Ireland in the shape of the Irish's Arich, which sees a 29-strong field go to post around about 6-7-1 the field this morning. So it just shows you the complexities of that particular contest. And if that wasn't difficult, well, then try and get your head round the final race, where they similarly bet there, 6-7-1 the field, with a whole host of horses that can be fancied there. So quite a difficult and trappy day's action today over at the County Kildare venue, set to be run on yielding to soft ground. We begin, however, with a two-year-old contest over six furlongs coming up at 2 o'clock. Not a great deal of strong form on offer here, has to be said. None of the real big powerful stables are represented with anything decent so far to date. So that gives an ideal opportunity, one would argue, for Sophia to get off the mark at the second time of asking, because she was quite eye-catching first time out behind Powersville over Navan's sister track at Nace on the 24th of September, doing all her best work at the finish, having been quite slowly away and a bit sluggish in the early stages, or probably just a little bit green there if I'm being more kinder to her. But I did like the way she hit the line. She certainly suggested that on the evidence of that run anyway, there's races to be won with her. And given, like I say, that most of her opposition haven't shown anything of anything great magnitude in what looks to be quite a weak maiden on similar ground to what she faced last time out, hopefully Sophia will do her stuff here this afternoon at Navan. On to race number two then, which comes up at 2:35. It's the first of the pattern races here this afternoon. Quite a tricky one it is as well. Now, given that Colin Keane would have had the choice, one would imagine, of the two Jura Lions trained individuals that he sat on throughout the majority of their career, he's gone for Gobi Desert over Blue Uhura, and I find that a little bit surprising because I was a bit disappointed with Gobi Desert the last day behind Brick by Brick in the Blenheim Stakes at Ferry House, because he was sent off 8-11. He was back from 6-4, all rates down, and he couldn't quite cope with Jessica Harrington's charge, who left him for dead, to be fair. And given that Blue Uhura is already a course winner, albeit over five fillings, I thought he might have pitched in for the filly, but he's gone with Gobi Desert. He obviously believes in that horse, who was impressive the first time up at the Curragh. So maybe we'll see a much better performance by the colt by Oasis Dream. But I do quite like Brick by Brick. He seems to be improving with each run. He's very consistent, you see, by his form figures. And I thought the way he turned away last time, Gobi Desert last time, that was a real feather in his cap, because prior to that, I didn't think he quite stayed the five furlong trip over this trip behind Brewer. So there are one or two little mixed messages with Brick by Brick. Sometimes he doesn't quite see it out, but sometimes it can be quite devastating. So hopefully he can show what he could do last time at Ferry House once again. And around about 9-2 this morning, hopefully, with Chrissy Haynes on board, Brick by Brick can once again reward nice each way support there in race number two. On to race number three then, which is the Waterford Testimonial Stakes, a listed contest over six furlongs. And I found this an absolute nightmare when I came to look at it this morning. I went through all my numbers and obviously looked at all the horses' previous bits and pieces of form here at this track. And then obviously you've got to take into account the draw. Usually when the ground's on the easy side, they tend to come down towards the centre here at Navan. But until we've seen the first two races, we don't really know where the best part of the track is. So it does make a little bit of a difficult kind of exercise to try and work out what's going to come out on top around about 10 o'clock this morning. Alphabet's favourite, who's been quite consistent and very industrious throughout this season, but perhaps she might have just come to the end of her tether based on her run last time out in the Prix de l'Abbé. Son of Rest could do with a real deep surface, as he proved early on in the season when he won at the Curragh. And although he ran well last time out at the Curragh, He did get beat quite comfortably the time before behind the likes of Snowstar and Ardumi. And bringing myself onto those two, I'd probably box up both Ardumi and Snowstar here. Both of them have got reasonably good consistent form throughout the season. Ardumi in particular, he always tends to run really well here at Navan. And even though his best form is over five, he has shown real good prospects in the latter part of his career that he is getting a little bit more stronger in the finish. So I do think Gerlands' charge is bound to go well. And Snowstar, well, there's no real need for me to tell you how consistent she's been this season. You've only got to look at her form figures, and she's definitely improving at a rapid rate of knots. She was a good second the other day behind Garain in a quite well-run race down in Tipperary. She handles soft ground, and she's nicely drawn right in the centre as well. So I do think she'll go well at a price. On to race number four then, which comes about 3:14. It's the first of the very competitive handicaps here this afternoon at Navan over 6 furlongs. And I quite like the chances here of Dunard Prince. Now, he did get beat last time out, admittedly, at Fairy House, but he's never really gone well on turning tracks, and he does like a stiff uphill climb to the finish, as his form figures suggest. You've only got to look at it. Nace, Curra and here at Navan are all where this horse's best form lies. And he actually came out on top of a very competitive field 2 starts ago, which gives me hope that he can do so again here this afternoon. He started very well that day to win in quite a good time figure. He's drawn 21 today, and I don't necessarily see it anyway at this early stage that will be a massive inconvenience, because as said, they sometimes tend to migrate down the middle towards the stand side on softish ground here at this time of year. So that might not necessarily be a bad place to be, stall 21. Of course, he did win from 20 here back in September. So he's got plenty going in his favour. He's right around a 10-1 chance this morning, which looks a fair each way bet. So let's go with the course specialist, Dunard Prince, once again each way to fly the flag for us there in race number four. On to the 4:10 then, which is another mind-boggling difficult race over the 5 furlong trip. And even though Enter the Red's best form, you'd have to be said, on a more regular basis, is over 6 furlongs. He did show last time out that the minimum trip certainly knows no fears for him, because in a very strongly run race won by Tyler Rwanda, who made all on the far side, rather, this horse kept on very eye-catchingly and commendably down the centre of the track to finish a never nearer and a creditable third behind Paul Midgley's runner. The time figure that race suggested it was a very, very high standard of affair. And indeed, Enter the Red has run very consistently all the way through this summer period. He's only ever really not shone on a couple of occasions. But largely speaking, we can rely on this 8-year-old to put his best foot forward. Now, he's also drawn down the middle of the track. Now, you get a good chance by race 5 to see where the best ground is and where the jockeys are deciding to ride. But hopefully, down the middle won't be too much of an inconvenience for this horse. He certainly comes out well on my numbers. He's run well here on numerous occasions in the past. And despite the complex nature of this affair, I'd expect Enter the Red, if he runs anywhere near the level that he did last time out, and that draws okay for him to shine there in race number 5. On to race 6 then, the final of the pattern races, and it looks like Aidan O'Brien has got this race by the short and curlies here, with the front three in the market in the shape of Sizzling Bye Bye Baby and Bally Shoes. There's not a great deal to choose between the trio as mentioned. They all come out quite well on my numbers. You'd have to say that probably the best form coming into this race is that run of Sizzling and Bally Shoes when they finished second and third respectively behind Carlberg's Ethier in the Well Park Stakes on the 24th of September. Given that Sizzling was very strong in the finish that day, one would suggest that stepping up an extra furlong wouldn't certainly inconvenience this filly by Galileo. Maybe she could uphold the form over Bally Shoes, who certainly had every chance on that occasion. Bye Bye Baby clocked a good time down in Newmarket the day. Really like this way this filly quickened up in the latter stage. And her sectional times from three out were also very eye-catching. So it could well be that Bye Bye Baby, out of the three, is improving at the best rate of knots towards the back end of the season. So with Donico O'Brien on board, I just slightly favoured Bye Bye Baby off the back of that time figure last time out at Newmarket, but it's a very close call. Of the ones at a bigger price, do keep an eye on Cor d'Amour. I'm not necessarily sure whether she's quite good enough to win it here, but the fact that Madeline Tilicki's put her in this race suggests that she does think she's up to the stand, and I really like her as well. I think she's a big, strong, imposing filly by Zoffany. She's definitely going to make a nice 3-odd, and I like the way she did it last time at Galway, come from a long, long way back to win in the end going away. So do keep an eye on her to see how she runs for the future. But Bye Bye Baby is the number one choice down the front end of the market. Right, on to the big betting race then of the day, the 5:15, which is the Irish Cesarewitch. And it could well be that race run on Champions Weekend at Leopardstown holds the key to this contest, because I've got many runners who contested that prize at the Dublin track running in this race. And the two that caught my eye were Song of Namibia and See the Line. Now, the form figures don't really tell the whole story here, because both my two selections were way, way back in what turned out to be a quite slowly run race dominated by St Stephen's Green. Now, as they kicked into the home straight, they all basically charged to the line in a bit of a rush, and you can tell that you could throw a blanket really over the between first and last. I mean, See the Line, one of my picks here, only got beat four lengths, and given that he was about 10 lengths behind at the 3 furlong pole and came home very eye-catchingly, just shows you the complex nature of working out the form in that particular race. But See the Line, he's certainly got good form here, as he proved early on in the season when he won in game fashion. And Song of Namibia, well, he also has been a very consistent horse and won the time before at the Curragh. So I do think both of these two horses, given how well they run last time out, have been overlooked in the market. So Song of Namibia and See the Line are my two each way picks there in the 5:15. On to the final race then. Like I say, if you thought the Irish Cesarewitch was difficult, well, wait till you come and try and get your head around this one, the 5:45 over a mile. I must admit, I was a bit of a nonplussed when I looked at this race first thing this morning, but I haven't dug one out at a reasonable price anyway. And I do like the way that Captain Cullen's been running in recent times. He was a winner 3 starts back at the Curragh in a race similar to this, when he stayed on quite strongly from the back of the field. And I thought he was eye-catching the other day at Dundalk, when once again he finished his race off best of all to finish a never nearer fourth behind Koretzka in what turned out to be a very keenly contested and very strongly run race. So he certainly used to run it at a good pace. He's nicely drawn. He's run reasonably well here on his two visits. He's got a little bit of form with a bit of cut in the ground. So there's plenty in his favour, really, this 8-year-old, to suggest that he should run to a consistent level of form once again this afternoon. And of course, he's available at the back at a nice each way price. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully we can be back again some stage throughout the week. We'll keep you posted, but the likelihood is that we'll be back for certain anyway on Friday, because we've got Dundalk's 8-race programme to deal with on Friday, October the 13th. So do stay tuned, and hopefully we'll see you again. We'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.